Exactly. We got six events: the Convocation Greeting Class 1923, Founders Day 1 and 2 Social, Pemberton Follies of 1919, Homecoming Football Game with the Panther Cats. I don't know who we're playing. Faculty Senate Meeting, and the Gamma 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 Christmas Ball.
Are the
six events. It gives you a total, if you do mathematics, of 24 different bets.
Talk to him. Once you know upper level calculus, arithmetic goes.
You may choose to be verse infested after you draw your first card, but no one's verse infested at the beginning of the game.
Okay.
If you're controlled by the roach and you draw something so horrible that you can't possibly decide to do it, there's a way out of it. You can get horribly stinking drunk every scene. That event.
Oh, every scene, that event, okay.
And if you stay horribly stinking drunk, you lose one reputation, but you don't have to do the thing on the card.
Okay.
It does not affect your rolls, I don't think. Maybe it reduces your dice. I'll check on that. But, yeah.
So you lose a check, right?
You lose a check. I think you lose the die size as well. I don't... I think that's...
But that doesn't get rid of the roach. You just...
No, you just keep him drunk and you don't have to do anything about it.
Nice.
and of course, when your chance of scene frame the scene, whatever you want to call it, you tell us what's going on, your character's involved. It may not involve any of us. It may involve us. It may involve anybody else. As soon as someone's involved, you can kind of... You can bring other people in once you're involved in the scene. If you introduce somebody, you have to give them to one of us to control. You can have people on your side, you think they're on your allies, but we're supposed to be sharing personalities. If you control someone in one scene, you may not control them again in the next scene. You should keep running lists of characters that are introduced and worded off. And they have to be kind of classified whether or not they're emeritus, full professor, assistant professor, or county. I think faculty counts as student professors. But then maybe counties.
And students too, right?
Yeah, and students count as counties.
Oh, students are counties? Okay.
I'm not sure, actually.
I told them, I don't think I told you, that if we were playing a poker game, and whatever, I don't know what the take would be, but I would roll a D8, because poker game is something else, and I'm assistant professor.
Yep.
If I was virtual infested, I'd add a D12 to that roll.
Nice.
All rolls end up being basically... two big piles of dice, everybody for me and everybody against me, and yes. One person rolls all of that, and you take the highest number.
Yes.
Okay.
And if the highest number is equal, you take the lowest die size number. Or we roll the lowest die size, I think, but we'll check it out when it comes up. So that is it. That is a roach.
Awesome.
Starting with convocation for the class in 1923, Pemberton. 1919 is the year, fall, northeast, and New Providence. Draw a card.
Sounds good.
And I guess we'll let's roll a D10 to go first.
Okay.
This is 10.
18.
I saw you book it. No, I was
trying because
I knew it was
3rd
at 7, so...
Yeah, you don't go first.
All right, so I draw a card.
Draw a card.
All right. So,
remember,
so the scene is the convocation, and we're all welcoming the new students to the school.
That's yep, and we all draw cards right now.
Oh, we all draw cards.
All of us draw cards at the same time. But you're seeing first. Remember, at the beginning, we all have to do what's in the gray section. Okay. And maybe a bonus. This one says your die size increases to D10 for every scene during this event. It's on the bottom. We'll never get that one.
Right.
Shuffle again.
Wouldn't want someone to know what they were going to get.
Some of the cards... This one says... if you're roach infested... Remember, if you're roach infested, you choose who's going to play on.
Mm-hmm.
And you get it. In this case, you get stinking drunk. This one says, move up. Feel sexual attraction toward this person. Attempt to copulate it with it. You would get stinking drunk.
Yeah, at this point. Yeah. Unless.
But because it's me, one of us, It can't be something else. It can't be New England.
No, I get it. But again, unless.
You want me to shuffle this in?
My guy's a fan of the Greeks.
No. All right. Go ahead and shuffle it in. Good. Shuffle it in.
Always become thinking drunk.
Because I know it won't be first. So I hope it won't be first.
I know it won't be first?
Well, I hope not.
Okay. I said to shuffle it.
You're right. See, I don't know how to shuffle.
The first time you do something involving the Roach's command, mm-hmm. not the second time or the third time, first time you do something, he gives you an additional D12. Two D12 total.
Where'd the first D12 come from?
Pam being Roach tested in general.
Okay.
So you get 2d12.
But only that first
time. No, you get one additional d12.
Okay, so we all pick a card?
We all pick a card.
Okay, before we do anything else. And which color? Non-infested is gray? Or infested is gray?
Non-infested.
The one that's not in Sumerian is the one you have to do.
The one that's not in
gray is the normal.
Yeah. Anything, if you can read it, the title, do that one.
Yes. All right. Can I read the other one?
You may. You should. There you go.
I didn't see that.
So, now at any point, you may choose to become Roach Infested from now on.
Now, a quick question for you.
All hail the Roach.
Mm-hmm. Am I always playing my character, or do
in your scenes, says, you're always playing your character.
Okay, this says the character you have chosen in all scenes in this event.
I've only ever seen people play their own characters. But maybe if you're playing a different character during this event? What does it say? Read the whole thing.
Okay, it says, harass. Reduce the die size of the character you have chosen in all scenes in this event.
Right, so
involving anything other than power status to D4.
Yeah, so that'd be your character.
That'd be my character?
Yeah.
Are we all system
defenses? No, I thought it's all any character you've chosen. So the person you're...
The character that I choose.
Right, the person you're choosing for it to affect.
Okay, got it.
The only advantage is... In other things, this isn't such as D8. In academic things, and university politics,
okay.
A full professor is D8, and a person who speaks.
Well, I can't stand Professor Clay, so I'm going to harass him.
You don't have to choose person for that.
What's that?
You don't have to choose that thing for that. Oh, is that telling you choose?
It says reduce the die size of the character you have chosen.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that makes more sense.
That makes more sense.
Choosing that person.
So that's what it is. Right, so I've chosen him. So do I now have a scene?
Yes.
Based on this card, or do we all deal cards first?
Well, I would hope you're going to go on a card.
I'll be here.
You have to do that in character.
I understand. I'm just saying, do we all pick display our cards first, or no, I go and then...
We all display our cards whenever we feel like it.
Oh, whenever we feel like it.
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm going to say to Professor Clay, stop playing with those marbles! I can't hear the president speaking! It's bad enough that you blather on in your classroom, you got to make all this noise in the audience?
At the front of the room, the president's staring at you since you're screaming across the auditorium.
For these students are exactly close to each other.
Man, no, I had enough of your gossip.
I stopped playing.
You can't use that for this event. I can't what? You can't use that enthusiasm. Gossip. You can only.
What's it read? What's it say?
He's talking.
Publicize indiscretions and prevent a player of your choice from using a single enthusiasm in all scenes during this event.
Got it.
Okay.
All right. Don't even pretend.
We do have to bring in the three following characters.
Right.
The Chancellor. Arthur Steuben.
Sorry, I didn't miss what was going on. I was listening to Josh.
They'll repeat it.
Okay.
Ferguson?
So Ferguson is the Chancellor?
Yeah, so it's probably the president you just mentioned.
Yep, okay. So
I'll assume. We have to introduce Reverend.
Oh, okay, yeah. The
Gaylord.
Right.
Gaylord Packer?
Yes, Taylor.
Okay.
And we also have to introduce Professor Campbell. Strudenmeier.
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 What's he teach?
He's a faculty senate chair.
Ah, okay.
during these scenes, you don't actually have to be in the auditorium. It can be right afterwards. It can be beforehand. It can be down the street in the bar where you're getting sick and drunk.
I guess
back in the dorms. It can be back in your office. It can be anywhere you want. It's just during this event.
Okay.
And it has to kind of follow along.
I guess I am in the auditorium, though.
Yeah, apparently you are. You're sitting right there.
Like with my marbles.
Okay.
So you, after he shouts out and is told, please, Professor Miller.
Is it known? Obviously, we can make up what's known, what's not known, but that you've changed your name.
Because
if it's like at least somewhat known, I think my character would call you by your original name.
Sure.
As
okay.
That's being ass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I hate him.
Don't you like him?
No.
Oh no.
I like you. Like this. I hate him. And I have cruelty, so.
I'm pretty neutral towards you, so.
So you told him to stop being gossip.
Mm-hmm.
He did.
Yep.
How loudly?
I don't know. It says that I have to.
Was trying to stop.
Publicize indiscretion,
yeah.
So
yeah.
Probably
sure it's all right.
Well enough to chastise.
Yeah. Please, Professor. Please, Professor. As I was saying, Pemberton has a long history. My students. You are not joining that history. If you're seeing, you know anything you want.
Yeah, sure. The Chancellor's talking about welcoming the new students, all the great accomplishments of the past students and what they've all gone on to do, and then he turns the mic over to the Reverend for the welcoming invocation.
Don't do them all right now.
What's that?
Don't do them all.
Well, I thought we had. Oh, in the scene or in this event.
In the event.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So. So the Chancellor's going to announce that there'll be a special, that there's a special event this year of a, he says, we, and I'm proud that this year will be the first year that Pemberton will hold the first of what will become an annual professor-student duo for a grand achievement awarded in any discipline to the best combination student professor for accomplishments, and I encourage all of you to get with your professors and try to win this this fantastic award.
Well, what's the word's title?
The professor, what did I call it?
Student professor.
The student professor achievement.
Yeah, achievement.
Trophy.
Yeah. And that's the chancellor?
Yeah, that's the chancellor.
Mm-hmm. And heading this award chairmanship will be Dr. Wallace Jenkins Hyde. A legacy of Pemberton. I get Team Voice reputation. He'll be judging this competition.
Gun. Gain 2 points of reputation. Gain academic appointment.
Good play.
Thank you.
That Jenkins Hyde. Remind me to tell you why he hyphenates that last name.
Fair enough from you, Mueller. The way
cool
he crafts people's minds can crush them. Not that there's not much mind here.
Terwilliger, I told you not to call me that. You never know who might be listening.
The Chancellor has a bow their head in prayer, I think.
The chaplain, what do you
mean? The chaplain, yes, thank you. The chaplain,
Well, this is a new province.
I don't think you can keep your mouth shut.
Oh.
That's what I think.
You don't think I can keep my mouth shut?
I think you're a gossipy, talky Want to be professor? I don't think you can keep your mouth shut.
Hmm.
So that.
But how does the enthusiasm work? Because I made it so that he can't.
No, he just means that. He just means that I speak during the moment of silence, kind of thing.
Yeah. Embarrassing himself.
No, I think I maintain a silence. I know when to talk and when not to talk. So
I don't know. You're pretty self-destructive. I think you might.
Are you saying that I would lose reputation if I talked during the moment of silence?
You certainly would, because you'd lose the role.
Because I would lose the role. Yeah, okay, fine.
Awesome.
No, I maintain silence during the moment of silence.
Okay, so, currently, let me, you wager a number of reputation. Those of us who are involved in the scene, all of us now, would automatically wager one each. I mean, that's all we can wager. We automatically wager one being the option. We have to choose whether we put it on his side or on the other side. I'm going to be on the other side for a while. But then he's going to talk. If he talks, if this side rolls higher than that side.
I see. And what happens if I talk? Do you all gain reputation?
Yes, you all gain reputation, and you lose whatever you wager. If you wagered all three, you would gain three back. You gain six total.
And how many would each of you would gain one?
One.
You wouldn't split the one that I've wagered.
No.
Okay. All right.
So wager against the bank.
Okay. So I wager one. And if you all bet three, do I get three?
No, you get whatever you wager.
Oh, whatever I wager. Okay, because okay, it's like a betting. Okay.
Yes, against the bank.
Okay, got it.
So why is he having to roll for this, or is it because it's in conflict with his?
It's in conflict with his
conflict.
Well, yeah. I want to bring conflict here.
That's good. That's perfect.
Sometimes the person who's running the scene would pull a conflict up. I can suggest one to him, and he has to agree to it. But if whatever conflict he really wants is what we'll do.
No, I get it. I like it. That's fine.
So
I get it. I wasn't sure how to do that, so that's
currently
great.
We would say this is a other or an academic thing.
Hmm. I'd like to say it's academic.
I'd
but,
say it's an academic event. So.
Well, I'm not sure, though, because maybe that
I'm
has to
read
involve
this definition.
Scholarship or something. In which case,
I'd imagine official school functions would be a part of it. Like,
yeah, I think so
official
too,
school
probably.
Functions are academic. Yes.
Because you've been to so many student court nations, you know when
I
not
agree.
To speak.
I agree. Like,
unfortunately, I agree.
I have to agree.
But I'm still going
to
bet against you.
Official school functions.
So is this
academic.
Like even dice against each
other? But now, a football game.
In conflicts involving academic status, says power, knowledge, rank, privilege with the university, die sizes ascend with standing. And in conflicts involving everything else. So that's what academic status, power, knowledge, rank, and privilege with the university. So you can, if you want to try to put it into that kind of category.
No, it isn't. I don't think it is.
You can just try to restate it and make it that.
No, like, it's okay.
The coronation
knowledge. Knowledge of academic.
At the coronation, we're in full dress and everything.
We are.
Colors and
we
everything.
Are.
And, like, professors don't always do the full, caps and gowns kind of stuff.
Academic is what?
Power, knowledge, rank, and privilege in the university.
Is this power? No. But it might be privilege. It might be privilege. It might be kind of like,
privilege or knowledge or power when you're kind of running.
So I can see it being privilege in that there's rules and then there's people who the rules don't apply to and professors the rules don't apply to.
Right, I get
going
one
with privilege
because I'm in it and I'm against it.
Okay. Now why a D6?
Because I'm an assistant professor.
Okay.
And therefore,
but
you have
no longer
the
assistant professor.
No, I'm still an assistant professor. I'm just the chairman of the Student Professor Achievement Award.
And professors for academics is D8?
Gotcha.
Yes. A full professor is D8.
Okay.
Mm. But I would say on my side, it's a chancellor, who I think is actually a luminary, I would say.
Yeah.
You would definitely
be a
chancellor.
But on my side is the student body, who really likes me.
No. Yeah,
all right.
They're everybody else.
Right.
They're professors.
It may not be that they like me, but they don't like being quiet.
That's true. It might be hard to hear you over the guy because the students are chittering.
Okay.
Anyone?
You all don't have to dice, I don't think.
No, I think you do if you got involved.
Say truth.
Well, they probably don't have to.
I don't fully understand how we're...
Here's what's going to happen. Basically, what we're doing is we're building two die pools.
Yeah.
For and against. For and against me. Really, this die pool says that I speak during the... In fact, this die pool says that I lose reputation. This die pool says that I don't.
So the fact that you're speaking is just a given now.
The fact that I'm speaking is just a given. Okay. Exactly. That's what I think.
And so it's not trying to arbitrate you. It's just trying to get reactions from the
exactly. NPCs. And then, if I win, then I'm not sure if, you win narration, but if I win, then it means that either I said something really clever or no one heard or whatever. If this die pool wins, then it means that, that it was noticed that I spoke during the moment of silence, and that's verboten. So that's, and then mechanically, just the high die is going to win.
Okay.
So I have a chance.
And you all can put your dice wherever you like.
And you like me.
I already bet it against you. I already told you to stop gossiping and you're right? Still talking. Yeah.
You did.
But
it doesn't matter.
Sorry,
your character
is
like
that.
Because I already told him, one, I don't like him, and I already told him to stop gossiping.
I got you.
Plus, he wants me to lose reputation, because, right. I mean, technically speaking, you want to bet against me, because, you might want to bet against me, because you want to be the character who gets reputation.
Well, you'll
but Jonathan Clay wouldn't want you to lose.
But then if you roll against me, I'll roll against you when I get the chance.
Well, just roleplay-wise, I don't really want to tear you down.
Give him a die.
So what do I give him?
You give him a die. You are a what?
A full professor.
Full professor, you give me a D8.
Okay.
Oh, yeah,
I may not have any.
I
play Shadowrun, I play...
You guys need store dice.
I know we have plenty, we just...
Do you have fudge dice?
Huh?
Do you have fudge dice?
No.
Okay, well, then I'm glad, but I don't...
You see, it wouldn't be as challenging for them if there wasn't, tons of people in here.
I know. If you get fudge dice, then I'll buy something.
And the lights were all on.
Well, the problem is if they come, go 15, I don't know, even if...
Click.
Yeah, I mean, if I hadn't started counting, if I wasn't halfway through counting the registry, I'd buy anything.
Yeah.
I can't sell anything to them right now.
Okay, I think we're ready. So, anyone want to put the chancellor anywhere, or are we going to take him to the party?
I thought you already had the chancellor.
Sorry, that's...
The brooch?
No, the guy. The dude.
Oh,
priest?
The chaplain.
Yeah. No, he already counts with the chancellor.
No, he's a different leader and character. Do you think he's on my side, your side, or neither? I think he's kind of neutral. He's just going down, but...
Well, I think the die is actually for the chaplain, not for the chancellor.
I think it's for the chancellor, as he told you.
Okay.
Shut up.
Then you should probably
he's
take...
He's watching you.
Okay, well, the chaplain has no power. So,
right. Yeah,
he's neutral.
I would say he's neutral because absolutely wants people to be quiet. Yeah, that's fine.
Alright. Come on, 8.
Yes!
You're in trouble.
Wow.
At least my die didn't help him too much.
Oh, you rolled a 10?
Yeah.
Chancellor, saw you.
I had no hope. Do I lose my chip?
You lose your chip and he loses his chip.
I do.
Okay. Yes. What happens?
I try to defend him.
Well, the chaplain says let's bow our heads for a moment of silence, and a roach crawls over my foot, and I shriek, and thus the students all laugh, and I'm embarrassed, and the chaplain.
You stand up as well? Mr. Abe can see you?
Well, I think we're all standing.
Oh.
Okay. That's better. Yeah. No, it's not that we're all standing with our heads bowed and I'm shrieking like a girl with my robes thrown around. And everybody notices, and the chaplain doesn't say anything, but he looks at me, and the chancellor, he's upset. All right.
Alright, so for the debacle at the
convocation.
Such a word not used. Anyways, at the...
It's bowl shape. You see, it's kind of concave.
Mm-hmm. Talking about bowls, we're now at the after party where they're serving cookies and salsa. Punch.
I'm telling you.
Salsa is too ethnic.
A huge roach crawled over my foot. Any of you would have done the same.
Sure.
Shelby's greasy roach?
I don't know what it was, but it was huge.
Really, the Chancellor should have taken care of that bug, this bug infestation years ago.
You're right.
Your team.
Yeah.
It's the old buildings. They have character. The roaches have been here almost as long as my family has.
The only thing bigger than that roach has been the rats.
You're right. Your family's quite a character.
I'm trying to see.
Who else is here?
Now, how the enthusiasm's playing.
Who is the third character we had to choose?
Professor Campbell Strudenmeyer, FSC. Enthusiasm is if you narrate in your enthusiasms.
Mm-hmm.
Like right now I'm being a wit, so I would count my wit die.
Oh, so we could have narrated in our...
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Well, you learn.
And what is our enthusiasm die size?
Personal die size.
So we would just get another one of our personal die size. Well, I couldn't have beat a 10 with another 8 anyway, so okay.
No. And you couldn't use the gossip anyways.
Well, yeah, but I have two...
Self-destruction may have been a good one to have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was trying to use the manipulation and the after effects, but...
Sorry. I'll get it.
Yep, we'll learn.
I'll remember to do that ahead of time.
Yeah, I forgot. I completely forgot them, too. And don't forget, you get your if I'd been in mathematics, you would have done additional...
Now, why does the relationship matter mechanically? Anything?
Nope. Doesn't matter at all.
Okay.
We have to start hating them anyways.
Okay.
And give them to something to go on.
So, as we're all at the after party... I don't know how this plays in, but unexpectedly, it starts getting dark out.
Hmm.
And,
especially this time of year?
People start looking around and looking up, and all of a sudden we hear a scream from a woman as she's looking upward, and she has blinded herself because she's looking at the eclipse that is undocumented.
Unexpected,
yes.
Are you guys professors at Arkham?
No, we're professors at Pemberton.
Pemberton, yeah.
Jeez, you think our astronomy professor would have told us to expect something like this?
No kidding.
And while the...
Professor I think there's an eclipse.
Professor Trolley.
Oh,
wait.
No, I'll say no. Professor Trolley, what's going on? Here's that the sun is being covered.
I quickly turn around and shove something into my pockets, and I'm standing next to the punch bowl. I may or may not have just spiked it with lots of something. Whether that's turpentine or alcohol, who knows?
This day and age, it feels different.
Yes.
Yeah.
Excuse me, this is a momentous time.
Momentous?
Yes.
Momentous?
Yes.
It is the rocking 20s, or
mm-hmm.
what do we call it? Flappers.
Almost rocking 20s.
Oh. I have something I need to get for my house. And I take off running.
The students and professors are like, but professor, tell us about this eclipse! And
I'm running to my house so that I can...
He's going to check his almanac.
He's
going
to go get the telescope. Let's go with him!
Well, I'm really going to go there to prance around in the grove behind my house naked to appease the celestial gods.
Okay.
All right.
And wait for the rest of the cult to show up.
Wow.
Okay.
I suppose I have a mask on.
Well,
besides that, I'm naked.
Okay.
Wow.
I think
it is indeed.
Well. Yeah.
I think.
Go
ahead.
I'm probably thinking the same thing you're thinking.
I'll show up and I'm dancing with my mask.
I'm thinking we show up and you're dancing around naked, waiting for the rest of your cult to show up, and either and clearly they don't show up, and and we all watch in stunned silence. at your cavorting,
And the chaplain, you know, wards off the evil spirits that must be occupying you, and we laugh.
We laugh outrageously.
I say...
Losing you much reputation.
My character steps in and says, people, do not laugh at this man's ailment. You see... I've been writing for many years about the dangers of circular objects in the world, and I believe very soundly that this eclipse is what is causing this man's delusions. In fact, I have written a long essay about experiments that could be done in the future that would most certainly prove this theory of mine.
Oh, you're probably right, because he's either crazy or psychotic.
Speaking of which... At the mere mention of my future experiments.
What happens?
Holy crap.
Earn tenure and become the Canvas Luminary. Because
this is a game off.
You were an assistant professor at UNO. I thought you were a full professor.
I am a full professor. So next is...
If you are already a full professor, you are now a Campus Luminary.
Yeah.
Wow.
You're supposed to have the highest reputation in the end.
Yep.
Wow, okay.
So you're a Campus Luminary, which means he gets a bigger die size, huh?
Yeah. Except for stuff involving academics.
Okay.
However, you're still harassed.
Yes, I am.
So reducing the die size.
My die size for you last time.
Reducing the die size involving anything other than power status to D4. So unless it's power status to D4.
Okay.
So are we rolling a conflict then? Because I'm saying it's a conflict. I'm able to both with his speaking and. My explanation of...
Which is?
Well, first, I'll turn Mueller. Mueller, you only wish you had this glory.
I'll say,
And then I'll go to...
Put that fiddle away.
Professor Clay, there's something behind your constant behind circle. See how you're dancing in a circle? But it's not the circles themselves. It has to do with the chemistry of the brain. It's a new art, I understand. But Chancellor, allow me to have him for over the weekend. I think I can cut out this behavior.
Yes. You can show me your new crafts of the mind.
So that's what your psychology is.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. It's not because circles exist, because they don't. it's the projection of the idea of circles from our minds into...
See, what you all...
Yes.
...do not understand is that what is blocking out the sun could very well be one of the Martian ships. I know none of you are learned in such things... But we've recently seen rivers and their canals. We know that they have great technology to be able to have a planet so oddly colored, yet so lush with life. Their technology must be eons above ours. I am only welcoming our new hosts, and thus saving the town so that they will not... destroy our sad little race.
So what's the conflict?
Well, I'm trying to...
Everyone thinks he's stupid.
Either everybody thinks I'm ridiculously stupid and or worse, crazy.
And the two of us have rushed in to defend.
Or the two of you.
We aren't definitely not supporting him.
Well...
No, I don't know.
I was trying to defend him by insanity.
Yeah, uh-huh. As was I.
I think that's for me. I mean, it's...
I think it's against you.
I don't know.
Being insane is against you reputation-wise.
That's true.
If you succeed...
Yeah.
I mean, it's
either... I think you'll join your cult.
Excellent. Yes.
I don't think you're going to succeed, though.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Okay.
I was trying to use the status of my tenure... and manipulating everyone into believing my crockpot theories, which were not correct.
What side do you want?
The one that thinks he's crazy, I guess. So.
The one here.
Do I put one there?
Oh, one there. So we know when we thought it was again. Up again. Okay.
How's there four there?
I'm betting two.
You can't bet two.
Oh, I can't bet
you
two.
You can bet one.
Now, what category is this? Power? No. Knowledge? Maybe knowledge, huh?
Yeah. Knowledge of the eclipse?
Scientific knowledge of astronomy?
Yeah.
For scientific knowledge of circles in psychology? Yeah. That's bad for you, man.
Scientific knowledge?
Yeah.
And I'm a D4, right?
Well, now you say,
but D4 I was being except for cruel to him.
Other than power stuff. Yeah, so you're a D4. Okay.
And I never said I put on clothes, so I'm still being complete debauchery.
Right.
The Chancellor is what? A 6 or an 8.
We had him.
Hmm?
Last time it was a 10.
No, sorry. Chaplain, the guy.
Oh, last time he was 8, I think.
Chaplain didn't do anything last time.
No, we didn't decide. Right.
Oh.
But is the chaplain there now?
He
blessed me, that's right. So he's against me.
Chancellor's not there? He has to be there.
If he's going to join my call.
Yeah, where's he going to be, though?
Well, I think if he's up in the air, he's probably neutral.
He's not on his side.
Oh, sorry.
He's not on my side.
He's a 10. Sorry, he's putting the center.
I think he's neutral. Because if he's in the balance.
Is there a
how about the students?
Just trying to put it out there, make sure we know.
Yeah, students.
Students.
I'm adding one for my astronomy, or no, my psychology knowledge.
Okay.
You are quite crazy.
You already had one.
I think the students are probably entertained by him.
Yeah.
So I'd give them that.
How'd you want your cult?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, running around naked with the co-eds.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's true.
Let's see here. I'm trying to think if there's anyone else.
I was
that's pretty much
manipulating everyone to try to get tenure.
Add it if you want.
And I did it through sheer lies.
Oh, you deception?
Yeah, so I used both of mine.
This four is going to be really helpful.
Yeah, I know.
Man,
it makes up for being harassed.
Now
it's when you swallow the roach.
I'm thinking about it.
And the world's stacked up against you. I like how everyone has a roach in their pocket. Hold on one second. Okay. Now I think I'm great.
I think I got to do it.
If you lose all your chips, do you lose the game? Or
nope, you're just down to zero. And,
so you have to build your reputation back up?
Yep, you always can bet one on any given side.
Okay.
Because I don't think there's any other people.
If you're seeing, you always go bet one.
I don't think there's any other people.
Not that we've introduced,
Who's the third person we didn't introduce yet?
Oh, Professor Campbell.
Strudenmeier. Yeah. Faculty Senate Chair.
That's right.
I said he's in my cult.
Too late.
Wow, come on.
If you announced it earlier, you would then.
Yeah, didn't think about it.
If you announced earlier that the chairman was in your call, you'd have been good to go.
Alright. Yum, yum, yum.
So, do you...
What?
Is this like a sacrament you're taking in?
Sure, why not?
He's got the thing that crawled on my foot!
What are you talking about?
You do that one in your pocket, too.
All hail the roach.
Yeah,
and roll. You guys have the most dice. Hop into their fours.
Yeah, right?
Okay. And what about the Chancellor?
Apparently, he didn't decide where he fell.
I think he's neutral. All right.
Cause he know what to make of this. And he'll join the call to the end. And that was a 12 from the roach.
Wow. Yes.
And we rolled a 4 high, actually. So you didn't have to eat the roach.
Huh?
We rolled a 4 high.
What do you mean you roll?
You rolled a 4?
Oh, I thought you added them all up.
No.
Oh, no, I thought it was... Oh, really?
Just to get a...
Yep.
I thought it was...
Highest numbers.
I thought it was the highest number.
Yeah, the highest number.
Oh, I thought it was you added...
I thought you added them up, and then it came over to
high. Why did you
take the... Because I thought you said the first time you swallow the roach, you could add...
No, the first time you do the command on the thing.
All right, well, it doesn't matter. 7.
So.
Well...
Or you can...
I wouldn't have probably swallowed the roach if that had been the case.
Why? You had 6s, and we had 2 8s.
You would have.
You would have.
I don't know. I thought it was all of your added versus one.
Well, then we'll roll again. Then put back your 12s and we'll roll again.
Yeah.
What? No roach?
No, not roach. I thought it was your total added score.
No, I told you the highest number.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought that was in the case of a tie. So that's all. Nope. Because every other game in existence is like that.
Nope. It's the highest number. So all cares.
Using my pre-cut. Oh, eights.
Oop. All right. Good. Oh. Got a six, but...
All right.
Apparently I'm a balloon.
Take my chip back.
And you're crazy.
With the fourth.
All right. So you're clearly a psychopath.
Who is in need of help.
I'll say, oh, Terwilliger. What happened to you?
The Chancellor's very disappointed. He's just...
In fact, yeah, the girls are very disappointed.
The students are like, ah.
He cancels a party.
Aw.
Guess that's it.
He calls you to his office right away. After putting some pants on.
Damn pants. It's my skin.
Anybody else have anything else they want to say at the end of the scene?
No, I think that's the same.
I think it's your turn.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of set up the next scene. Sort of.
I don't care what happens to him.
Okay.
You got your project.
A project?
Maybe.
I got my project.
But it is a little complication.
Yeah.
I think that Professor Reginald Sutton? No, that was Regina.
Campbell Strudemeyer.
Yeah. I think Professor Campbell Strudemeyer comes to you and says, ah, Professor Jenkins, hi.
I think we're in the faculty dorm having a glass of wine.
Okay.
I'm in the back porch.
Okay. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
In fact, can I refresh your drink, Professor?
Thank you, Campbell.
Thank you. It's quite an honor that the Chancellor has appointed you head of the Professor Student Scholastic Achievement Trophy.
I think I'm going to make it a psychological drama. I think that the teams will get the most of the experience if we... Yes, if we drive them crazy.
He will say... Yes. What's his field? Do you know? Does it say? No. Okay.
It's your chance.
Yeah.
He says, That would be a good choice. That would be a good choice. Although,
I think about moving the goalpost. One this, then and change the regulations and the review procedure. It'll bring up the best in them. But I think keep up.
I think that if you were to look in at my area of expertise, philosophy, you would find a much more rewarding choice that the area of philosophy will be much more well received in the community at large.
Philosophy is merely the delusional ramblings of a whole bunch of men high on...
No. Do we not still opium. Speak of Voltaire and Descartes and Plato? These are the famous people whose works we still today speak of.
Did you know Descartes was a closet sadist? He had the largest collection of deceased works of art in all of Europe.
Really?
Yes.
You're very learned for such a young man.
I think you need to audit my class, the investigation into the mind to say it. I think you'd truly, especially the classroom, the laboratory work, very interesting.
I can never tell when you're kidding. What a wit you are. You know that there's a... I'm on the board to appointing full professorships at the university.
Yes, I'm
I see
very well aware of that. Here's my wife.
Yeah. Your packet is up for review shortly.
I'm quite So did I hear right that it was announced during the party, referee ran out, that Professor Clay finally made tenure?
He did. In fact,
bravo. Good.
He did, based on the recommendations of the board of which I am a part. So as you can see,
what student are you working with, Campbell?
I'm working with Regina Sutton.
Ah, yes.
Very attractive young lass.
Yes.
Quite eager to please, if I say so myself.
Her story's about her mother.
What's that?
Her story's about her mother, back when she was here. Her and my father, you understand.
The nut doesn't fall far from the tree, as they say. Let me cut to the chase. In fact, I think Miss Sutton has expressed an interest in you herself. That's perhaps... perhaps I could arrange an introduction between the two of you.
I mean, I'd be most happy, especially... I'm glad that the... Twigger's cult thing... club got broken up, because I heard that she has expressed interest this year.
She's expressed an interest in quite a lot of things. Regina has. She's quite the girl about town.
Perhaps you could set up a yes. I could tutor her. I mean, maybe we can meet her at the Boar's Head. It's a fine restaurant.
Sounds good. It sounds good. Except that she may be too busy with the. She may be too busy. But I'm sure if the Scholastic Achievement Trophy was based on philosophy, I could find the time for her to meet you.
As you're discussing here, it sounds like a large group of people running, since you're out on the porch, running by the area, all screaming, saying different things. Some are screaming, saying, "I'm on fire!" Then they're obviously not on fire. Right. You hear people screaming about bugs, hordes and hordes of bugs crawling all over them. Yes, roaches.
Roaches.
You hear people saying that they can touch the sky. That's clearly something's wrong with this flock of people that are coming from the direction of where the party had been broken up from.
The flask, I think.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, that's a strange sight.
You know how the new class always is. It's always acting up.
Yeah. It's always fun when the new students come to town.
Well, your psych warden.
Yeah.
So as they go by, unless they do something, he'll finally say to you, here's what I'm offering. Tenure for you, at least my recommendation on the board, in exchange for my winning the Scholastic Student Achievement Trophy.
Of course.
Good. Then we have a deal.
I wanted to manipulate him into, but you know how these things are, the paperwork takes forever, so I think you should put it in now, and I'm sure the word will be yours.
Put your packet in?
Yes, there? The paper will take forever.
Yeah, you're trying to manipulate.
Yep, okay.
All right. So the conflict is you're trying to trick him into approving your tenure or whatever your recommendation versus what?
Winning the word. Oh, well, if I win, he puts it in. If he doesn't, he's too smart for that, and it still depends on me giving him the award.
I think if he wins, I think if this pool wins, I think the conflict is that that word of the trophy being fixed leaks out.
Mm-hmm.
and
tarnishes.
You know, you're accepting a bribe, and in effect, leaks out.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So this is Shrewsbury, who's what, an eight?
Strudenmeyer,
yes. He's a faculty?
Yeah,
professor?
Yeah.
So he's probably an eight, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Looking set or not set? Right now it's just me on the professor, and no one else is betting against me.
I'm going to...
If you aren't involved...
Oh, I'm not involved.
You can't put your die in.
Okay, you can't
put your die in. You still bet against me, I think.
I think the flock of people running by...
Someone might have heard.
Either someone might have heard, or you're not as eloquent as you'd like to be because you have these large group of people screaming absurd things.
Is
and
that your stack of reputation?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay. Yeah.
Well,
he's 1-2, and then he has a card give him to. I'm going against him.
What are your dice? 2d6.
I'm witty, or I'm manipulative, and I'm me.
Yep, gotcha.
Not very much.
Anything? It's a good chance, so it's...
Yeah, I'll bet against him.
I know, man, it's a good chance you could go either way.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
4.
4.
5!
You win.
Indeed. I thought about eating the roach. Well, good. I'm glad that I'd be put in, and of course, I'm sure the award is yours.
Okay, so
I'm absurd.
Being philosophical, he goes about to put his recommendation in for your tenure.
And I'll see Regina tomorrow.
Right. At the Boar's Head. I'll let her know.
I'm going to go see what the students are about. I head on down that way.
Okay.
So, just so I know, before you draw, when you have the roach, you pick someone, and then the thing tells you what you do to that person. Like in this one, it says just you confront that person properly. Okay. I was confused for a bit.
mine would be you must put the fear of gods into this person, and fury and anger.
Fear of gods?
Yes.
Okay. I fear Greek mythology.
So who's his hair?
How's it going for you?
Mm-hmm.
Gods are angry! Okay.
Alright, all that given, I am busy setting up the wing that has been granted the math department now to hire new students and do some real academic research into the validity of my comments.
A new wing? Huh? Circular wing?
Mm-hmm.
It's a circular wing?
No.
We're going to prove the ruling. This room does not exist.
Yes, and I am busy going through applications for students who have already heard about the new studies that are going on, and they just submit their application because they're graduating in the following year, and they know that, you know, there's a good chance of getting into my program if they're part of this school already, all that kind of thing. And the chancellor walks in to talk to me about my accomplishments. If anyone wants to...
Okay. So, Chancellor Ferguson, what's his name?
Arthur Stewart Ferguson.
So the chancellor says, well, Professor, you must be very pleased with this new facility for your research.
Oh, I am very pleased.
That's superb. Now, of course, it's all based, of course, on this important War Department contract that we need. Or that we've been granted. It'll bring in a great deal of funds for the school.
Did you say war?
That's right. Well, the Department of War has granted us a great deal of money for research, including your research.
I see. Do I have full access to the funds that
No. The controller has allocated a certain portion for your research based on your grant request, and it's, of course, been awarded. So very good, very good.
Professor, where do I put all the old wine? Did you have a room place for the old wine?
Who are you?
Matthew, that's Fitzgerald. It's one of the students.
Oh, okay. Wine in the classroom? What's the meaning of this, Matthew?
You can't see this. you see, wine is a very important study in the study of why sugar stone exists, because grapes, you see, are actually not perfectly spherical and will go a long way in our basis of whether spheres really don't exist, as I believe. And if spheres really don't exist, then that could just revolutionize the way we do everything. I mean, you know, from cannonballs to these new tank things that are coming out of Germany now that I am preliminary hearing about.
The French wine, too. It's French wine we purchase for the war effort. The war fund.
I don't know anything about that.
You can't help but notice that
the geography.
The chancellor has a polka-dotted shirt on.
Oh gosh.
Polka-dotted tie.
In the opposite color of the shirt.
Yeah. Well, the chancellor says, despite that argument, I really don't see that grapes are round at all. I think grapes are more oval-shaped.
That's the entire point. We need to prove that the wine is a superior drink to such things as apple juice, which are made from a more spherical fruit.
But now I know that my wife enjoys a good cherry pie every once in a while.
But cherries have those stems that are almost the length of the entire fruit. It establishes more of a conical shape.
I think we're going to need to audit these books of yours to see all the wine and fruit that you've been purchasing, because it sounds more like some kind of charade than actual research.
What was the guy that you came up with?
Matthew Fitzgerald.
Charades? I got that too.
Yes, indeed. Show me your books.
I can assure you that Professor... What's your guy's name again?
Oh, he's a student. What? Oh, my kid, Wallace Jenkins Hyde.
I can assure you that Professor Hyde was fully behind the idea of this entire charade.
Well, we shall see about that. So, okay, so you're blaming Jenkins Hyde on the purchase of all these.
Saying it's his entire idea of using beverages as a basis of study.
I see.
You know, he definitely was helping me with this study. You heard him support me when we were seeing the unfortunate events outside earlier today.
All right. Well,
did they call me in?
Yeah, we'll call you in, sure.
I'm sitting down, sitting wine. Now, as you know, Chancellor, of course, that wine is available at every event because the Bible claims that wine is the delicious drink we should have. And as you know, the Germans and Austrians are mainly a beer drinking culture. Therefore, we felt that the beer and the wine together would give us a insight into the behaviors of the French and the Germans and the Austrians. There is a fine distinction between the philosophies and the psychology behind beer drinking cultures compared to the wine drinking
culture. Professor, I'm getting confused. You're telling me that this is for psychological research.
Now,
you're telling me that this is for social research.
We had
research.
The students drinking as much beer and wine as we can.
This whole argument is circular.
You don't understand. The two are interjoined. For
why,
the circles,
why is it when students drink excessive beer, they walk in circles?
Gravity?
Perhaps. We have to get some physics professors in here as well.
We probably should.
Well, the chancellor says this is nonsense. You all, you gentlemen are up to some conspiracy here to waste university funds.
I assure you, Chancellor, that the alcohol is not necessary for research. It was Professor Hyde's idea, though I do think it was...
Now, don't be blaming the assistant professor. You're a full professor now.
I do believe that it was a good idea.
You tenured.
Yeah, with tenure and all. Based on your receipt of this grant, but I see that the grant funds are getting wasted. So we're going to audit the books and come to the bottom of this. And so what I'm saying is that he audits the books and finds that, in their opinion...
Isn't this the conflict?
That's the conflict. That in his opinion, the books are false, and that you've wasted university funds for personal gain. That's his opinion. Whether you need the wine for research or not, in your own opinion.
You know, so he's the...
Manipulation's a good one, because you can add that to almost any
He's conflict. The chancellor, right?
If you were in this, we had debauchery as well. we should have brought you in.
I was thinking about coming in, because he said I'm supposed to meet him afterwards, but...
Chancellor's a 10, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I assume this is a faculty power status thing.
Yeah, yeah. Me, and then...
Oh, my God. Oh, wait, useless.
Is this status power?
Yes, yes.
Isn't that one of the exceptions?
That's the exception, yeah.
Oh, so what does a luminary get?
Pens.
Pens. Neat. So I get that. I'm definitely throwing out things everywhere. Wait. What's the D4?
Go on, Matthew.
Oh.
Right.
Are these you?
Yes, those are me.
I'm definitely throwing out
psychology.
Lies everywhere about this.
On your side.
And,
Oh, no, I can't. I just can't throw it down.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like manipulation will always get thrown in because you're inherently trying to bend the situation.
It's up to you.
But are you trying to manipulate him in this one? I guess you are.
I'm trying to get him not to audit the books.
And I'll keep on one.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you're on this, right?
Yeah. I guess I'm going to bet two. My entire fortune.
All right.
15.
So,
roll them.
All right.
First that.
The four.
Four.
Five. Ten.
Ten. Nine.
Yeah, ten.
Neat.
So we gain one back for what we bet.
Yes. You gain two back. As you can see, Chancellor, if you sum the numbers here...
Whose is this?
Divide the numbers here. And take what... the integral of those two columns over the period of time.
So what's happening is, as the chancellor's drinking, the numbers begin to make more and more sense.
And you also can taste the difference between the Australian beers.
You're right. The more I drink of this, the more I feel French.
It's true. Now, our problem is the, you need a, Twilger keeps trying to break in here. The bastard thinks the wine is his. You must tell him the astrology's wine and beer is the astrology's wine and beer, and that the mathematical department and psychology department wine and beer for them only. The war funds only found this wine and beer, that he should focus on trying to get the funds from the...
From the Martians.
From the Martians!
Whoever they are.
Here, knock on the door.
That's the end of the scene.
Here he comes again!
And then with two bottles of wine, clearly from your stock.
Williger! We told you not to come in here.
No, you were, actually, you wanted me to come in here.
Give me those.
So did he yell at him?
Yeah, he says, just what happened. Terwilliger! And then they start pouring wine.
Awesome.
Okay.
Two first then.
All right, so wine. That's a convocation.
There is supposedly wine at every event, so you always can get drunk.
Okay.
Oh, remember the whole beer thing? Right. But that's not really
the point. Having it on hand at the wing of my department will certainly be handy. I like how he's getting upset about alcohol and going to get such a free flowing thing on campus.
Clearly, has to be buying your own.
It'd be like my last
That's not the alcohol.
How'd their four get out here?
Mm-hmm.
Irresponsible use of funds. What?
Mm-hmm. Breakdown wasn't one of them. Let me put in discards. Okay. That was Convocation Greetings in class in 1923. They got stoned out of their minds off of turpentine, and we got the embezzled funds.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
From DOD.
And dancing around naked.
Don't so the next one is Donner's Day Wine and Cheese Social.
Okay.
People involved that must be involved, of course, everybody we had just now, but we must include math student.
A math student?
No, that's what Matthew Fitzgerald was. Oh. The assistant professor, L. Scott Collins, the young radical.
One of those radicals.
President of the Board of Trustees, Gordon Bombas.
Gordon Bombas.
And of course, the Chancellor.
Okay.
A3 must be involved. I think should roll again to see who goes first, each team?
Yeah, sure.
Change up the
Or just order. Go around to the left. Just
oh yeah, we can, oh, yeah, yeah, you can lead off. Easier.
Oops. That's not a good one.
I know.
There are some that give you really crazy things.
Wow.
Well, I was going to do one thing, but no point in doing it now.
Why not?
Because it's not worth it.
Do it.
Yeah. I'm going to do the other thing.
You can set the chain.
What was the one thing you were going to do? Eat the roach.
Oh. You're not going to do it now?
No.
Why not?
The card's not worth it.
Why not?
Because it's a bad card.
No, it's like too bad to be eat the roach for. Yeah. Can you play the card and then eat the roach?
Yeah, I think you can eat the roach at any time you want. Time.
Okay.
I guess, or maybe only during your turn.
I'm not sure.
Well, I guess, right before all the events.
What's up?
Maybe, or yeah.
Put a roach card, then you are immediately approached.
I guess before all the events, because there's no point in not eating it if there's no downside.
No, there is no option.
Yeah, you automatically.
You have to do it.
There is a, when you have that card, no option.
Yeah,
you have
I know.
To do it like in your scene.
Oh, right.
Or there's
right.
no downside if you don't do it that round, so you might as well do it before everything starts, so you always get the dice.
Yes. You want to give a little
Metazil top.
Why is there no downside? I mean,
the downside is the stuff on the cards.
No. I'm not asking that.
Oh.
Why does he have to do it at the beginning of the event and not at the beginning of his scene?
Because he's supposed to be. You draw the card, you're immediately approached bound.
Okay.
But we could say that you could do it by...
No, I mean, that's
yeah,
what it is.
It didn't matter to me. Obviously, it's going to get more benefit if he does it now.
Yeah.
But there's no reason you also couldn't do it by the end of the scene.
So, like, now...
By the end of the event.
He eats the roach, and he rolls 2d12 the first time he rolls?
No,
the first time I have a card.
First time... Now first always, time he always... He always adds a d12 to every roll he makes now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Every roll gets one d12.
Which makes me like a giant on the table.
If he were to have this card, and the first time you are penned up like cattle, you cannot move.
And the d12, so.
Yeah. Even though this one says lower your personal die size at one for this entire event, he would still get to add a d12 the first time that occurred.
Yeah,
right.
Okay. I have to eat it too.
Okay.
There are 10 cards.
My character is feeling kind of stressed out. Because of all the questioning about the audit, even though it didn't go through, and he's kind of worried about the future of his plans. This is the culmination of his career so far, and
you're going too.
There's a lot of stuff lying on the line, so he takes that roach that the late professor, or missing professor?
Dead he's missing. Professor. Yeah, he's dead.
He's dead.
He did
the go. Late professor was researching and had given him a sample of.
And what's it say? How will you please your master?
Metazutum. Does that actually matter? Or is that just
you have to
text?
Read it, right?
Yeah.
How will you?
Play with text.
Look
up that second one there.
Here's the issue.
I'll tell you what happens.
Are you gonna include yours in the game, or you want to do yours now?
I'll do it now. I mean, I'll do it after Mike.
He's done.
Oh. I thought you said he had to say something.
This is bad for us, by the way.
I think I think that I unwittingly eat the roach. I think that I'm drinking some of the spiked wine at the way back at the convocation, and it just so happens that that crawling into the punch bowl. It won't be at the company. It'll be at the wine and cheese party. It'll be at the wine and cheese party. Yes, I'll wait till my scene.
To get rid of the roach. Well, do y'all remember how to get rid of the roach?
Get drunk.
Nope.
Get rid of the roach.
Get rid of the roach. Get rid of
the roach. Get rid of the
roach. Get rid of the roach.
Get rid of the roach. Get rid of the roach. Two are gone. And there's only
currently you cannot win.
Huh?
If you have the roach, you can't win.
You can't gain reputation.
You can't gain reputation.
You just can't win.
Can't win.
Okay. So you have to get rid of it by the end of the game.
Yes. The only way to do it is draw a card.
Draw that card.
Yes.
The same card that gave you the roach.
Yes.
Oh, I see. So two of them are gone now.
Gotcha. So it's you may be screwed.
Why?
Just let you know.
There's eight more cards.
We gotta hope to gain
as much reputation as we can, and then get rid of the roach.
And trash everybody else.
Got it.
Now you ability to do so. Okay. Journeys are more about the
trip than
the destination.
Make sure you understood the completely miserable place you're in, or due to your weak will.
Miserable.
It is your scene, I believe, sir. Wine and cheese festival, or social. How long has it been? I have no idea.
The next week.
Mm. Yeah.
It's only one term. One semester.
I know. It's one semester.
Yeah. Okay. How many events are there?
Six.
Six.
And okay. Christmas.
And we got to do homecoming and the football game, so.
Is it a semester, not right. weeks? Or is it a...
14 weeks usually.
14 weeks.
14 okay. weeks. So we'll do two.
Yeah.
Every time. Whatever.
So 2 weeks later...
Anything exciting happened in the meantime?
I was forced to wear clothes.
That was exciting for him.
Yes. Sadly.
One-on-one sessions with the assistant professor.
Yes, my assistant professor tried to crawl inside my brain. Unsuccessfully.
What?
Yeah. Sorry. I let you think that you were crawling inside my brain successfully.
I see.
So right. I could learn your tactics so I could use it on other people.
Metaphorically
speaking. I thought you thought he was a Martian.
No. Then he would anal probe me.
Stop trying to crawl in my brain.
however, while said professor had me on his bench, underneath,
I did tell him I would
stowed underneath his psychiatric bench was a lost diary which detailed the incestuous nature of his family and who is supposed his father is not really his father and deals of such. So I tuck that away in my shirt to wait till there is the next gathering. The wine and cheese gathering is the next one, and I shall show it to as many people as I can.
Wow. Choose another player to lose a point of reputation.
Oh, man. Keep
that in mind. Considering your stack goes to the sky.
So what's a...
Yeah.
So tell us what's going on.
I'm walking around.
This is good stuff.
Tearing out pages from the diary and giving it to different people. Let's see here. To the Reverend, I give his tales of sodomy and hedonism. To the let's see, to Gordon. How is his last name?
Bumpus.
To Gordon Bumpus, I give the tale of how his father, who was really his brother, liked to dress up as his mother to try to initiate sex between them.
I think
Gordon Buff is looking at this page of the diary, asks around, where did this come from? And everyone tells him that Terwilliger is handing it out. Mm. And he says, Terwilliger?
I think at the bottom of every page,
you're
is signed.
You're depraved, Terwilliger. You're depraved, Terwilliger. And he believes that it's your diary.
Ah, but I say, no, look at the signage at the bottom.
I can't read that. After it's so every, blurry.
After every passage, there is a signature.
It's just initials. Clearly. Ending in a T.
It looks like a T to me, anyway.
And Terwilliger, Bumpus, the Board of Trustee Presidents, thinks it's your diary.
Having overheard all of this, I will step in and, for my disdain for this person, say, I assure you, I have heard on very good account that these sort of events happened in Professor...
You don't even know his name! How can you tell him what happened to him? Let's ask Professor Jenkins Hyde about
that
the psychology
moment,
of
this. I come running into the room. Who took my lecture notes? Those were from my investigation into the mind of the saved lecture notes. How can I possibly run a class like this? There they are! I tear it out of the reverend's hand. Oh! Well, now they're all of order!
I'm going to say...
Why would they have dates on them? Past dates!
I'm going to say...
Every student must keep a journal...
As Professor Miller...
...of potential things. This is an example.
I'm going to say... be that as it may, Professor Jenkins Hyde, this sounds similar to the information about your parents that we've heard over the years through the grapevine.
Hogwash.
Well,
I assure you, they are merely lecture notes.
Your family is a bunch of inbred, muddied genetic feces.
My. Not while I'm eating the cheese.
And although you may have...
Who are the repartees for this?
Professor Scott Collins,
yep.
Assistant Professor, the Chancellor, and the President of the Board of Trustees. So we just need the Chancellor and the Assistant Professor.
And while you might be quite crafty and have a great mind, especially a mind used to bend other minds, this is surely yours.
I shall bend something! I pick up a fire poker. I'm waving. For theft! Twilliger, for theft! I will beat you!
You've all seen it! He is a dangerously unhinged man from years of inbreeding.
Chancellor Ferguson says, Terwilliger, where did you acquire those notes?
In his office.
And you took them without his permission? Oh, that's a very, very uncalled for act.
Sir.
I thought the university should know what kind of people they have running.
They did say what the assistant was up.
Taking his notes.
You never
is,
do.
I would have returned that.
Against all regulations. Against all regulations. Be they notes or a private diary. Stealing is against school policy.
I say, as you're waving that around, you tag one of the tapestries that's hanging in the room.
Well, now remember, this is your conflict.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it's your conflict.
I know, but I mean, don't make it the conflict against what's going to happen to him.
Sure.
It's got to be geared towards you, I think.
Nope. Doesn't matter. His conflict, can do what he wants with it.
Oh, I see. Yeah, because then it's a conflict of what happens.
But remember, if your reputation aligns, it's not your reputation.
His reputation. Okay, that's... Okay, okay. Yeah.
Look, the madman has set the place ablaze! I will go get water!
Oh, God. Let me have another drink before the fire gets the cheese.
I think, I think it comes down to whether or not you've believed. Or I'm believing.
Yeah.
Right.
But where's Scott Collins? What's he doing?
He doesn't have to be in this scene.
Oh, this scene.
He just has to be in that.
Right, I forgot. Right. Okay, cool.
So just got three more to
make. All right, so it's either your belief or his belief.
Yeah.
What is this? I think it's everything else, but...
I think it's everything else.
What's this screaming match?
For believability. Okay.
Me?
That was cruel.
Yeah, I don't think I was really manipulative.
Oh, goody.
I guess I was only deceptive. What does Illuminary got for everything else?
Fourth.
Is that it?
But I do think it did about my psychology. I tried making it about my psychology.
So...
Oh, I forget my turn.
I'd forget to tie in.
I've eaten the roach.
Had to get a D12.
Well, haven't I?
You tell us.
Yeah, you know. Well, he said he's a bit crunchy.
He said you were going to do something.
Oh. He said it was like in the first drink at the, or cheese.
Yeah,
or
said, yeah, yeah. Before the cheese goes bad, it's kind of crunchy.
Okay, well, then I will have. I mean,
you had a D12, including whatever else you have. You have a D6 and a D12.
And I don't have a D12.
The D6 is just for me?
I don't have a D12.
Why do I have a D6?
It's in everything else.
Okay. And I think we talked about gossip. So I'll bring gossip in. No?
Yeah, sure.
D6 is
bring gossip in.
And this is self-destructive because I ate the roach.
That's not pertinent to this situation, though.
Okay.
Get you done.
Fluently. Oh, whose side am I on, though? I'm on the against his side.
So. But your dice aren't against me.
Yeah, my dice are against you.
No, because you said this does sound like what your parents, the rumors that we heard down the grapevine. So you were confirming what I was saying. So your dice should go towards Mike to what I'm saying is believable, not what he's saying is believable. You can bet against me still.
You don't have to bet where your dice go.
Right.
No, I want my dice to go against you.
I believe your dice is going where you want. I agree with him that you are against me, but...
Oh, really? I thought it was however it was playing out in the scene.
You just have to be careful with
for all the other characters, it has to, but for your own dice, you can put them anywhere you want.
No, okay.
I'm going to make sure, but...
Well, screw you. I'm rolling against myself, kind of, is all that's happening.
Yeah.
There's my stuff. On the pro?
But why do you want him to gain reputation?
Because I don't like him.
He won't gain reputation.
I know, but my character was siding against him.
Right. He'll win reputation.
I do everything for role-playing reasons. I don't really...
I have one bet in there.
He's bet in.
Oh, yeah, and so do I.
Yeah. You bet in? I'm doing two.
Oh, I don't want him to get reputation. I want...
Thank you. That's a little better.
Yeah, I'm going to bet on him. Oops. Sorry.
Hold on.
That roach is looking mighty tasty.
Got plenty of... Well, first off, of course, we have...
We got the Chancellor.
Chancellor.
And the President of the Board of Trustees.
He off the Illuminary, wouldn't he?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. D4.
Is Illuminary a title or a position?
No, it's just
level rank.
Yeah, it's just a rank for us.
Gotcha.
The Holy Holies. And, do we have someone else? No, we don't. He was in this scene.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I'm saying I should actually eat the roach or not.
Yeah, eat it.
What's the worst that could happen?
Then not Andy the only one getting ripped.
I was about to say, you have everything to lose and practically nothing to gain.
Well, here's the problem, is if you wait too long, you pull a card that we can only get rid of it.
Yeah.
Of course, you can fall back right into it and then pull.
Yeah. That's true.
I got a...
12!
What? You didn't have a...
12!
Exactly.
My
7 looks like...
Oh, my high roll is on my D4, okay? Let's just leave it that way.
Okay.
Let's move on.
All right, so you win.
I get an extra...
Both my high rolls off my D4.
I get a...